Chapter 15. My mentor. In spite of my youth and limited aviation experience and ability, my boss, Daryl Freeman, seemed to see something in me worth investing in. I went back to talk with Daryl when I arrived at work one morning a few days after beginning my new job. Daryl was standing at a bench working on an aircraft component repair. He looked up when I walked up to the workbench and greeted me. His greeting was warm and felt good. I was beginning to think that maybe Daryl might possibly like me, instead of disliking me, which I had assumed. Daryl asked me about my car. He had been noticing that I was being dropped off at work each day, instead of driving myself to work. I explained the situation with my 1962 VW Beetle, that it wasn't running and needed an engine overhaul. Daryl told me to bring my VW in, and let him take a look at it. My brother, Paul, and I towed the VW to the airport with a rope hooked up to both vehicles. After checking the vehicle over, Daryl gave me a list of parts to pick up at the auto parts store. I promptly picked up the parts, and he promptly overhauled the engine. In less than a month, I had a new engine in my VW. But more importantly, I had acquired a mentor and friend that would immensely enhance my professional and personal life. Daryl would eventually become the closest person I'd have to a dad following my father's passing 8 years earlier. In time, I would realize the extent of Daryl's exceptional talent in the field of aviation. His knowledge and ability in aircraft maintenance and flight operations far exceeded his mere youthful age of 29. I would learn from Daryl, inside and outside the cockpit, as well as inside and outside the bars we would visit together.